Okay, on to chapter 2, the Jackson 5 and Solo Stardom. So this is from 1971 to 1979. As a teen, Michael Jackson continued to front the Jackson 5, now known as the Jackson 5 with no F, just like number 5, IVE. The group's sound matured, but tensions arose between them and Motown Records. The seemingly perfect relationship between the Jackson 5 and Motown Records wasn't without its tensions. Here are some key areas of friction. Creative control, which is something that the independent space has given back, you know, to artists. And what artists want most is creative control. Not the label saying, okay, the music that you want to put out or what you want to stand by as, say, a philanthropist, for example, is not going to fit with us and then you can't do it. So under creative control, as the Jackson 5 matured musically, they desired more creative control over their music. Motown, known for signature Motown sound, often assigned songwriters and producers, limiting their creative input, like what I said now. Michael, in particular, wanted to explore different sounds beyond the bubblegum pop Motown favorite. Financial disputes. The Jackson 5 felt they weren't receiving a fair share of the profits generated by their immense success. This is an old school one, and still happens in 2024. Financial transparency and royalty structures weren't a consistent point of the relationship. Touring and scheduling. Motown kept a tight control over the group's touring schedule, which could be grueling. The Jackson family felt the relentless touring took a toll on the children's well-being and education. Shifting focus. As Motown's focus shifted towards the artists like Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5 felt neglected. They desired continued support and promotion to maintain their momentum. These tensions eventually led to the breakdown in the relationship. In 1975, after lengthy negotiations, the Jackson 5 left Motown and signed with CBS Records, later on Sony Music, changing the name to the Jacksons. Michael Jackson began a parallel solo career, releasing debut album Got To Be There in 1972. So while the Jacksons were still together as they moved on to CBS Records and Sony Music, it was this, or between this era, between these years of 1971 and 1979, that he started to branch out and become a solo artist. Michael Jackson's parallel career, while still with the Jacksons, refers to a foray into solo music during his teenage years. Here's a breakdown of the interest of this interesting period and his debut album Got To Be There. He was a young star with dual duties, 1971 to 1972. The Jackson 5 were at the peak of their success in the 1960s and 1970s, churning out hits like I Want You Back and ABC. Despite the group's success, Michael, the lead singer, harbored ambitions for a solo career. He possessed a unique vocal talent that Motown focused on the group's image was fully utilizing. Got To Be There in 1972, this was the album. In 1971, at a young age of 13, Michael released his debut solo album, Got To Be There. This marked the official launch of his parallel career alongside his continued work with the Jacksons, or Jackson 5. The album was a collection of covers and new songs showcasing Michael's versatility as a vocalist. The title track, Got To Be There, became a top 10 hit on the Billboard charts, establishing Michael as a solo artist. Other notable songs included a soulful rendition of Bobby Day's Rocking's Robin, and a tender cover of Carole King's You've Got a Friend. The significance of Got To Be There. The album's success demonstrated Michael's potential as a solo artist separate from the Jackson 5. It allowed him to explore different musical styles beyond Motown's signature sound. This parallel career foreshadowed his future dominance in the music industry. the challenges and considerations. Maintaining a demanding schedule of both the Jackson 5 and his solo career was likely physically and mentally taxing on the young Michael. Some critics argued that Motown used Michael's solo career primarily to capitalize on his popularity and boost the Jackson 5 overall image. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, myself personally, like running a record label and knowing how the business actually works, not saying I run the label, like how Motown runs the label or any mainstream runs the label, but this sort of strategy, yes, it's a given. This is what they do. If we look at Destiny's Child and Beyonce, same strategy. However, it's undeniable that Got To Be There ignited a spark that would eventually lead to Michael's iconic solo career. So, the lessons I'm going to share with you guys now. Chapter 1, we had lessons that was primarily dedicated to parents, but also informative for independent artists on how to go about having those conversations with your parents. So in Chapter 2, these lessons that I want to share with you guys up next, based on what I've read to you so far, is if you're in a group at the moment, you've been with your homies, you started off your careers together, and now you want to branch out. I'm going to share with you lessons when branching out from a group. Venturing into a solo career while still in a group can be tricky. Here's a breakdown of the challenges and how independent artists can learn from Michael Jackson's experience. Challenges of a parallel career. Time management. Balancing commitments to both the group and solo career can be incredibly demanding. Creative differences. There's a risk of creative clashes within the group if your solo work diverges significantly from their sound. Financial considerations. Earning from solo work can lead to financial disputes if not addressed transparently with bandmates. Public perception. Fans might perceive your solo venture as a sign of disloyalty or the beginning of a breakup. Lessons for independent artists. Number one is open communication. Have honest conversations with your bandmates about your aspirations and concerns. Clearly communicate your intention to maintain the group while exploring solo pursuits. Number two, prioritize the group. Ensure your solo work doesn't overshadow or negatively impact the band's commitments. Number three, transparency and fitness. Discuss how income from your solo work will be handled. Consider setting aside a portion to reinvest in the band or split it equal. Maintain focus. Keep your solo work distinct from the band's music to avoid creative conflicts. And number five, manage expectations. Understand that venturing solo might not be well received by everyone, including fans and bandmates. Be prepared to address concerns and navigate potential conflicts. That's the right way, five right ways to go about it. At times, someone thinks they're better than a group now, or they're getting more attention. The fans actually adore them more. They leave the group, but they leave the group in a bad way. They like burn that bridge. Doing that will come back eventually to bite you. Don't forget the people that stood with you, that grew with you, that went through challenges, setbacks, failures with you to reach your success. Don't ever do that. Full transparency. I mean, this point that I have about, like, if I make, you know, say $1 million on my solo career, my debut career, my first album blows up, it's on top of the charts, and I make $1 million. Okay, you can set aside 20-30% pushed back into the group. You know, bring your peoples up with you. Don't leave them behind. Don't ever do that. Here are some examples of successful parallel careers or groups. Beyonce, Destiny's Child, I've mentioned that. Pharrell Williams and the Neptunes. These examples show that it's possible to navigate a solo career alongside a band, but it requires clear communication, respect for the group dynamic, and commitment to maintaining the brand's success. Additional tips. Start small. Begin with smaller solo projects like features on other artists' songs before launching a full-fledged solo album. utilize different platforms, use social media to promote your solo work without neglecting the band's channels, focus on collaboration. Consider collaborating with your bandmates on your solo work, fostering a sense of shared creative exploration. That's it, simple. I mean, if you've been tight with, say, a producer, a few songwriters, maybe another rapper, so on, singer involved in the group, and you all grew up together, you decide to go on a solo journey, feature those members on your solo album. Feature them. No, make them feel welcome and include them. I'm concluding chapter 2 with, by following these tips and learning from Michael Jackson's experience, independent artists can increase their chances of successfully pursuing a solo career while maintaining a healthy relationship with their band. In 1976, the Jacksons left Motown for CBS Records. So chapter 2, if you're in a band right now, or you know, okay, there was the Jacksons, and then Michael Jackson branched out, how do you do it? All the lessons are available right here, dedicated to those guys, the whole group, on what exactly to do, how to go about it when someone wants to break off from the group. So that concludes chapter 2. Wasn't that lengthy? And chapter 3, moving into a lot more depth. Chapter 3 split into 3 parts. That's coming up next.